We are doing Netivot Shalom on Parshat Miketz, and we're learning the dreams of Pharaoh. The Netivot Shalom says, "Vaydaber Paro al Yosef." Paro said to Yosef, "Bachalomi, in my dream, hineni omed al sfat ha'yor. I was standing by the river edge, by the edge of the Nile. Minei minayor olot sheva parot, and behold, from the Nile arose seven cows, b'riyot basar, healthy with flesh, with meat." V'fotar and good looking, but tirena ba'achu, and they grazed in the achu, whatever that is. V'inei sheva parot achot olot achayin, and then seven cows came up after them. Dalot, they were poor in flesh, etc. V'tochalna parot arakot v'araot, and the cows which were soft, which were bad, they consumed the sheva parot arishonot abriyot, the seven first healthy cows, velo noda kivau el kirbena, and it couldn't be known that they had entered them, umarehen ra kasher batechila, and they were as bad looking as they were initially. Lachakach bashibolim gam ken ktiv, and then regarding the stalks, it also says, vatiblana hashibolim adakot, the thin stalks swallowed the sheva hashibolim atovot, the seven healthy stalks, Velochtiv, and by the stalks it does not say velonodaki vau el kirbena. It couldn't be known that they entered them. Vegam lochtiv umarein ra kasher batechila, and it also does not say that the stalks were as bad looking as they were originally. So there's a difference between the dreams. By the cows it says that the cows consumed the healthy cows, and it couldn't be known that they consumed them, and they were as bad looking as they were initially. And by the stalks, it does not say that you couldn't tell that they swallowed the healthy stalks or that they were as bad looking as they were originally. V'yesh lever inyan chalomot paro, and we could explain the concept of Paro's dreams al derech ha'avodah, going with the way of the service of Hashem. Sharei Torah ha'kdosha en bo sipurei dvarim be'alma. There aren't just stories in the Torah. וחדית בספר הקדוש עבודת ישראל מרב הקדוש המגיד מקוזניץ זכותו יגן עלינו, and like it says in the holy work עבודת ישראל from the holy rabbi the magid from Kuznitz, may his merits protect us. בענייננו, regarding our topics, שכל סיפורי מעשים אשר בתורה, that all the different stories that are in the Torah, הם להדריכנו בדרך ישרה, they are there to guide us in a straight path, לדעת את השם ולעבדו, to know Hashem and serve Him. ועל פי זה מבאר, and based on that concept he explains, כי שבע הפרות יפות מראה וביות בשר, that the seven cows that were good looking and of healthy flesh, מרומז לשבעת המידות מסיתא דקדושה, are an allusion, within them we have an allusion to the seven traits from the side of holiness. שהם שבע דרכים, that they are really seven paths, שאדם חייב לעבוד לבורא יתברך, that a person is obligated to serve the Creator, blessed be He, לאהבו, to love Him, וליראה מפניו, and to fear Him, to be in awe of Him, ולהתפאר בו, and to be glorified in Him, ולנצח מלחמות היצר הרע למען שמו, and to win the wars against the יצר הרע for the sake of His name, ולהודות לשם, and to thank Hashem, ולדבק במלכה קדישה, and to bond with the Holy King, ולהמליך אותו, and to take him as one's king, to make him one's king. So those are the seven different paths of service of Hashem. דזה לעומת זה עשה Hashem. God made this opposite this, meaning in this world we always have a balance. Whatever you have on the side of good, you have corresponding to it on the other side. שבע מידות מצד הסתרה you have corresponding to that seven traits from the other side. המרומזים בשבע הפרות הרעות והדקות, that these seven traits, these seven מידות, are alluded to by the seven cows that were bad, that were thin. וכן איתה בזוהר הקדוש, and so too it says in the holy Zohar, ששבע הפרות הטובות אילן מסתרה דקדושה, the seven holy cow, the seven good cows, these are from the side of holiness. The sheva parot haraot, and the seven bad cows, ilein misrita demsava, they come from the side of defilement. Vatochalna parot haraot, the bad cows ate, they consumed. Hasitra acha ochelet et kol sheva midot kedusha, the other side consumes all the seven traits of holiness. When a person is seduced after his desire, after his yetzer, then he uses the good traits that he had for bad things. And the concept of the dream really alludes to this. For a person when he sleeps and dreams, and then he awakens, and then he goes back to sleep a second time, and he doesn't think about what's going on here. He doesn't take note how the other side is really swallowing up all the good traits that he has. And based on this, we could really explain the two dreams. That they are alluding to the two fundamental principles, the two fundamental concepts of sumira, that one is supposed to turn away from that which is bad. Shehem, that these two concepts are ikarei ha'tavot sheyehudim mityagea aleihem kol yemei chayav, the fundamental, the basic desires that a Jew is toiling over throughout the days of his life, ha'nikraim shnehem lechem, that these two desires are called bread. What are they? The desire for food and the desire for promiscuity. Kamrumaz b'may dichtiv v'nisayon Yosef. Like is alluded to what, by what's written in the test of Yosef's, that it says, Yosef says, my master lets me have everything I want except for halechem asher hu ochel, except for the bread he eats. Meaning he lets me have everything I want in this house except for his bread. And Chazal say, his bread, shehu hen lechem kipshuto, means both simply, the bread my master eats, that he keeps to himself, that he doesn't give me. V'hen kidrashat chazal sham, and that bread is also like our sages derive over there. Uchamamar maran ba, I don't know what that Rashi Teva says again, beiz aleph, zchuto yagen aleinu. Al shtei lechem yivtzut mimim. So our sages say that's a reference to his wife or his food. Those are the two tavot, those are the two desires that a Jew contends with his whole life. Desire for the bread, the amenities, those physical amenities, and desire for promiscuity. So those are the two desires he contends with. And that's what it says, Ashtelechem Yivtzut Mimim, that one on Shabbos, he breaks his bread, he makes his meal over two whole loaves of bread. Shem Ramez Lebet Inyanei Lechem, that our two loaves of bread really were alluding to the two concepts of bread, shebahem ikar shvirat ha'adam, that those are the two points that really, they are the points that will fundamentally break a man. What breaks a person? His need for panasa or his desire for women. Those two points are the points that will break a person, a Jew. V'chamuva b'yisod ha'avodah, and like is brought in the work, yisod ha'avodah, Shashla Kadosh haya mitalmidav ha'muvakim shel ha'rashal, the Holy Shlomo was from the students of the Rashal. V'chasher higia ito likanes lechupa ba lerabo ha'rashal leipater mimenu l'shalom. And when it came his time to enter the chupa, he came to his Rebbe the Rashal to leave him in peace. U'vechor rabo b'zal ha'shon. And his Rebbe blessed him with the following. He said to him, ani mevarechecha, I bless you, that you will be careful with these two things that I command you, bekdushat ha'achila, to maintain holiness when you eat, ubekdushat ha'zivug, and holiness when you unite with your wife. The al yedei ze, and if you do this, through this, through being holy in these two things, bechol inyanecha tahel alecha o, in everything you do, light will shine upon you. Ve'ikar yiridato shel adam la'olam hazeh, and the main purpose of man's coming down to this world, who is leshaver inyanei ta'avot elu, to break through on the concepts of these two desires. Ve'al derech de'ita b'sefer ha'kadosh Noam Elimelech b'divrei ashiv teika. And like it says in the holy work, Noam Elimelech, when it comes to the words of the Shivtei Ka, she'amru, that when the Shvatim came, they said the following, Yarod yaradnu batchila lishpor ochel, originally down we went down to break food. De'inei tchilat yiridatenu la'olam, that when the Shvatim recount the story and they say, we came down to break food, they're alluding to why a man comes down to the world. That initially one comes down to the world, haita lishbor ochel, to break food. What does that mean? Lishbor et ta'avat hagashmiyim v'tanugim, to break the desires for the physical, for the material, for the pleasures. V'haynu otam shem bichlal alechem asher hu ochel. And what are the pleasures that we've come to conquer, to rule over, so to speak, to break? Those are the desires that are encompassed by the words, the bread which he eats, Yosef said. The bread is a reference to the food. The bread is a reference to the wife. Vayihi ki banu el amalon. And then the brothers recount. And then when we came to the hotel where we were going to sleep, the oskenu binyanei olam hazeh. So the brothers are telling the guy how we came down here to buy food. And on our way back, when we stayed at the hotel, we discovered that the bread, the food we bought, the money was returned in the sack together with the food. That's what they say when they come back to Egypt. They say, we brought back the money, because when we came down originally, we came down to buy food, to break food, and on our return, we discovered we had the money with us. So we brought back that money. So on those verses, the Naam Elimelech says, when they said we came down to break food, they're really alluding to why a person comes down to this world. He comes down to break, to rule over the desire for food, which is a dual reference, a reference both to food and a reference to promiscuity. And then they say, and when we came to the hotel, that's a reference to Be'oskenu b'inyanei olam hazeh, when we have to deal with the things of this world, v'niftecha et amtechotenu, the brothers say, we opened up our bags, merumaz lemadora tavot, that's a reference to the fact that we entered the stage of desire, we entered the place of desire. V'inei kesef ish b'fiyam tachto, we saw the money at the entrance to our bags. Shekol haksufim shku'im b'milui ha'tavot. V'lekach v'nashov oto v'yadenu she'ata banu lashuv b'tshuva l'kach. That all our desire, we were focused. Shekol hakisufim, kesef comes from the word kisuf. Kisuf means desire. Our desire was suffused with a desire to fulfill our tava, our desire. And therefore, the brothers say, we brought it back in our hands. We brought back that money. That's a reference. Shata banu lashuv b'tshuva l'kach. Now we're coming to repent over the fact that we spent our lives seeking to fulfill our desire. So, the first point that we've seen thus far, Paro tells over the dream. And the first dream says that the bad cows ate the good cows and he couldn't tell that they ate anything. And the second dream says that the stalks consumed the stalks, but it doesn't say that they didn't improve after consuming the stalks. And he says, we could understand the dreams as a reference to one service in this world, that really the seven good cows refer to the seven good traits, the seven midot in which one can serve his creator. And the seven bad cows refer to the seven strengths of the sitra acha, and just like the seven cows can consume the seven good cows and it won't be recognized, so too the bad directions can consume all the good that one has in potential, and then you won't have any recognition to the fact that these were good traits, because once what enters a person is one of the bad traits, then they can overcome everything that was good in the seven good traits. And then he said the two dreams really refer to the two concepts of sumira, that really there are two major fights that a Jew fights in this world, and they are the battle to overcome the two major desires that a person has, and they are the desire for good panasah, for good food, so to speak, and the desire for promiscuity. And he says the dreams will correspond to that, and then he brings that even in the words of the brothers, there's an allusion to the fact that that is our duty in this world, to conquer our desire. And he brings the story that the Shla Kadosh, the holy Shla, when he was getting married, his Rebbe told him, the two areas where you have to focus on being holy are when you unify with your wife and the food that you eat. And when you have that, then you'll be a holy person in everything. So it didn't mean that you don't have to worry about Taryag Mitzvos. Obviously, we're talking about the Shlah, who was careful with Taryag Mitzvos. But he was telling him, you should know that you want holiness, not only to keep the mitzvot the way you should, you also want to attain holiness. So you should know that these are the two main areas where a person has to focus on being holy. These are the two main areas of a person's desire, and as such, these are the two main areas where a person can attain holiness. And Be'ezrat Hashem, next time, we'll go into how the two dreams really correspond to these two forms of desire.